This poem is unnamed. Final performance. The day after, torments. And my heart flutters with the pitter-patter of longing. PCAP, family, truly our family, cultivating a sense of belonging. The resounding resonance of missing our students shakes my heart till it hurts. When will MDOC see that despite all of their collective corrective arming, they lack PCAP love, which has proven so disarming? We are like an army of love, an army of one, shining bright like the sun. I pray I may help them all see they're moving like Jesus, the son of the one and only creator above. The students I love may not even know they're doing for us exactly what Jesus instructs when it comes to us locked and stuck in a crux of so-called living. Example given, the book of Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 through 45 elaborates my point just enough, but I digress back to the touch that tugs the hearts of us locked up, and for a moment in time pulls our minds out of this mess to be blessed by near adolescence. For me, there's a hint of my children reaching out from heaven to help lessen the load on the burden of life in prison, which can be haunting, although my joy makes it nearly non-existent, and PCAP helps enrich this. Enriching joy, despite my performance. Today and hereafter, torment relents. That's the poem, guys. And just for the sake of better understanding, PCAP is the Prisoner Creative Arts Program through the University of Michigan. That's what that PCAP meant. Thank you for your time, and have a good day.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.